Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Get ready. It's a fall film festival season in Toronto. Coming next week are BRAF TV, the Brazilian Festival of Film and Television, EstDoc, the Estonian Documentary Festival, and RIFF, the Real Indie Film Festival featuring music-themed movies. These festivals are packed with hidden treasure, so check them out, followed by Toronto After Dark for horror, sci-fi, action, and cult, perfect for October, and Imagine Native, the Film and Media Arts Festival celebrating works by Indigenous artists and filmmakers from around the world. Lots of festivals. Don't they make you want to go out and see the world? Okay, it's a lame segue, but I'm trying. Well, this week I'm looking at two movies about people who climb out their windows. I'm not kidding. One's a musical drama about a beautiful young woman in Glasgow, Scotland, who just wants to make music. The other's a screwball comedy about an extremely old man in Sweden who just wants to blow things up. The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared, directed by Felix Herngren. Okay, it's Alan Carlson's 100th birthday at his old age home in small town Sweden, but Carlson, played by Robert Gustafsson, isn't interested. So he climbs out his window, first floor window, and buys a bus ticket to the nearest town, population 1. But before he leaves the station, he's ambushed by a motorcycle gang skinhead carrying a large metal suitcase. Well, somehow, Carlson ends up on the bus with a suitcase, but no skinhead. And so begins his journey. So he meets up with a guy in the next town, and then a perpetual student they meet hijacking, and an animal rights activist, and the circus elephant she liberated. Together, the four of them are being chased by the local police, who think Carlson was kidnapped, and the gangsters, the skinheads, who want that suitcase back. Why? There are millions of krona inside it. But that's just half the story. The other half is all about how the 100-year-old man lived his life as a demolition expert, a guy who blows things up. So you might ask, Sweden? Bombs? But yes, the Swedes seem to have a knack for it, what with Alfred Nobel's dynamite, Ivar Krieger, the Match King, and the country also has an enormous weapon industry, so it's not implausible. So Carlson's expertise with explosives leads him with two repeated brushes with famous leaders, from Franco to Stalin, from Truman to Reagan. Somehow he's always there, like Zelig or Forrest Gump, at all the crucial moments. Not a deep movie, but totally zany, can I use the word zany, and screwball comedy. Look at the 20th century through the eyes of a hapless demolition expert. 100-Year-Old Man is engaging, very entertaining, and great fun. God Help the Girl, written and directed by Stuart Murdoch. Eve, played by Emily Browning, is a young Australian woman who lives in a Glasgow mental hospital. She spends her time lying around in bed listening to radio DJs. She is waif-like with pale skin, auburn hair, and huge eyes. Quite beautiful, but quite depressed. She has songs to sing and words to express, but no one to hear them. So one day, she just climbs out the window and walks away, singing. She wanders into a Glasgow concert hall, and there she meets James, a guitarist who's in a fistfight with his obnoxious drummer. Glasgow is run by Neds, non-educated delinquents, James says. James, played by Ollie Alexander, is a skinny, wimpy guitar player with curly hair and glasses, sort of a Scottish Michael Cera, if you can picture that. He works as a lifeguard, but he admits he has the constitution of an abandoned rabbit. So Eve's tell him she'll find him again at the pool. Could it be love? Well, back at the mental hospital, her doctor tells her she needs support, home, food, job, and friends. good health, things like that, before she can worry about unimportant stuff like her music. But for Eve, music is everything. She sneaks out at night to play the piano and compose songs. She's a great composer. And she manages to record her best songs on a cassette tape. Well, on a venture out again, she hands the tape to Anton, played by Pierre Boulanger, a handsome French rock star she meets. They make out. Maybe she's his girlfriend. She instructs him to pass the tape on to the radio DJ she listens to. He's very impressed by her beauty. "You have exquisite breasts," he tells her. James, meanwhile, is impressed by her talent. Eve can compose songs spontaneously based on whatever thoughts are in her head. She has such a pleasant and rich voice, she could read a diner menu and you'd still want to listen to it. She ends up working as a waitress in a diner. So he takes her to meet Cassie, his music student. Now, Cassie, who's played by Hannah Murray, who also played a character named Cassie in the TV show Skins, is a free spirit who wants to learn to play the piano and she wants to write songs. Eve wants people to hear music. James wants to cut a record. "Hey," they say, "let's form a band." So they do. They write some catchy tunes, all in the style of 1960s pop, and they sing and they dance and they pose, but what will the future bring? Will the DJs ever listen to her tape? Will Eve and James ever realize their hidden true love or not? Will James ever realize his dream and record a record? And will the band ever perform anywhere? This is a cute, refreshing musical written and composed by Stuart Murdoch of Belle and Sebastian fame. It's full of songs and dances that pop up after each serious event. But it leaves you thinking, is the movie a series of music videos linked together by a storyline? Or is this a drama with a series of stylized musical performances popping up now and then? Either way, I liked it. It was good. The 100-Year-Old Man and God Help the Girl both open today. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.